You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going streaky!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning. It is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits for Wednesday, the 10th of August. All eyes on Sean 36 at 43 with his streak. He stood pat on Monday, and we wanted to know if he was going to double down or not from here on out. Just 14 picks from $5.6 million. He went with a single pick, Paul Goldschmidt of the Cardinals, number one on the hit probability chart in Colorado. He came in as the batting average leader in all of MLB, and he got four at-bats. 0 for his first three. Here's what happened in the seventh inning, his final at-bat.
Bird behind Goldschmidt, 3-0. And that's not close. So a one-out walk, that'll bring up Nolan.
Ouch, babe. In this game, a walk is not as good as a hit. It is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. I'm Matt Spiegel along with Ryan Porth. And Ryan, Sean 36 is done at 43. How many streakers had Paul Goldschmidt last night?
Like three streakers. No, I'm kidding. Close to 31% had Paul Goldschmidt last night.
Unbelievable. So Sean 36 is done. Sparky 3737 was at 32. He had Goldschmidt done. Bo for swinging A's was at 32. He had Goldschmidt done. All gone. This game, she is cruel. You know, we asked the great Peter Kim about double downs once you get over 40. You've been hot on this topic all year long, sir.
Yes, I have. I have always felt that the longer the streak goes with Beat the Streak, the more likely it is that I am just going to go with a single pick and not double down and risk losing out on a 57-game virtual hitting streak because I tried to get greedy and do a double down.
So we have a sample now, Ryan, of six users who got into the 40s. That's it so far on the season. And basically, four of them doubled down all the time. There was one user who didn't double down all the way since they got to 10. So they were a single pick the whole time. And then we just saw Sean 36, who did double down the first time and the second time, but not this time. And it cost. So anyway, you've got four out of six who doubled down. But either way, as we've been saying, the odds are kind of the same. Everybody's gone. Kyoshi Lotus 26 has to be feeling pretty good sitting there at 45. The high streak on the year gets $10,000. Looks good for Kyoshi Lotus 26.
And as a matter of fact, Speaks, we have an update from Kyoshi Lotus. He texted me this morning. I exchanged text. I wanted to check in and see how closely he's been paying attention to this because he has 10 grand on the line almost every night, it seems, with these streaks getting up close to 45. He says, quote, "It's so weird. My girlfriend literally was just talking about it. She said she saw two people get to 43, and knowing how superstitious I am, did not want to say anything. But she just mentioned it since she saw they ended, specifically the one last night. Thanks again for the interview. I had a blast."
That is tremendous. Kyoshi Lotus 26 following along. If you do win that 10 grand, think of your boys right here. You know, think of Matt and Ryan and just how valuable we've been to your experience this year. The leaderboard now is topped by Spudson at just 31 games, hasn't played in a couple days. Two streakers at 30. Jays 25 had Xander Bogaerts, who I also had, part of my second straight successful daily double A. Thank you very much. The other streaker at 30 is Michaels 43. He had a guy that we'll get to later as part of the Porth pick. That's it. three streakers in the 30s. Let's talk about what we learned yesterday as we roll on here on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Hey, guys, did you hear that Juan Soto got traded to the Padres? Supposed to be pretty good. They call it Slam Diego sometimes.
Or maybe it's Juan Diego.
Oh, it's Juan Diego. Okay, yeah. Is Don Orsillo John Sterling in training? Is that what's happening here? It's possible. Five straight losses for the Padres, a scoreless streak of 26 innings, trailing 1-0 in the fourth last night. The new guy delivered.
Payoff pitch. And a high fly ball to deep right field. Juan Soto has left the yard. First time in a Padres uniform. The Soto shuffle will make his way all the way around to tie the score 1-1. Welcome to San Diego, Juan Soto.
Actually, I really enjoyed Don Orsillo. Welcome to San Diego, indeed. It's been more than a week, buddy. Okay? It's been more than a week. Seriously, what a night at Petco. Tied at 4 in the ninth. The longtime Padre, by comparison, Manny Machado, was at the plate with two men on in the ninth inning.
Machado to deep left and deep and far into the San Diego night and walk it off. Three-run home run for Manny Machado. Padres win it 7-4 in spectacular fashion.
Pretty good stuff. Among selections at Beat the Streak, the game we play, the subject of the podcast, Soto and Machado were the 12th and 24th most selected hitters on the day yesterday. Something else we learned, Miles Michaelis apparently struggles in Colorado. Noted, 2 2/3 innings, 14 hits, 10 runs, all earned. Woof, the Rockies kept scoring all night. And eventually, Ryan McMahon did this against the bullpen.
And this ball's clubbed high and deep right center field. Take a good look. You won't see this for long. Oh, man. Did you see where that landed?
If it doesn't have a 4-8 with it, I'm going to be very disappointed.
495 feet. 1 foot shy of the longest on the season by anyone. That's Jesus Sanchez at 496 for the Marlins. And since StatCast started measuring in 2015, that is the third longest home run ever at Coors, the longest by any Rocky. 16-5 is the final. But by the way, in the sixth inning, the fourth pick came through.
Arenado hits it out to left field, and that'll score Nolan Gorman. And Nolan on his way to second base, diving in head first, safe at second. And he drives in his 69th.
That was Nolan Arenado's lone hit, Ryan. That'll work, though.
I'll take it.
Yep, take it. My other pick, by the way, Nico Horner, had two hits in the Cubs' loss at home to Washington. Nico can rake. Did I mention I've hit two straight daily double A's? Did I mention that? I think it's important.
You have not mentioned that. So okay. Just so everyone is aware,
yeah.
Matt Spiegel, the host of BTS yes. Daily Inside the Hits,
yes.
has hit his daily double A 2 days in a row.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that clarity. I it sounds better when you say it. I got to be honest. Following up on yesterday's important research, Starling Marte, again, the second most selected hitter in Beat the Streak, a common top five guy. Ketel Marte, the 26th most selected on a full slate Tuesday. We're always looking for the second highest set of same last name guys who both got picked and beat the streak. This is worthwhile analysis. It continues. Yesterday, it showed Teoscar Hernandez and Cesar Hernandez. This is the second best. Yesterday, Nelson Cruz at 27. Got to go all the way to O'Neill Cruz at 108. I got to be honest. I thought we'd find a pair higher, but nope. The Marte Parte is indeed as unique as it seems for this season. I am committing to you, dear listener. I will stay on this very important mission, and your input is always welcome. Our picks are coming up next on Beat the Streak Daily.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All teams in action, all of them. Taiwan Walker gets his chance to beat the Reds in New York.
He will.
I know, right? Nestor Cortez and Robbie Ray should be fun for Yankees Seattle this afternoon. That series has been really good. Justin Verlander at home for the Astros means don't play your Rangers tonight. And the official stay away is the Phillies. Sandy Alcantara, the Marlins, is a shutdown guy who goes deep. He leads the majors in innings and leads the National League in ERA. Incredible. He's fifth best in hits allowed per nine innings. Threw a complete game last time out against a very bad team. Who was it again? Oh, yeah, it was the Reds. Anyway, stay away from your Phillies.
You stay away. I stay away.
Before I get to my daily double A, did I mention I've hit two of them in a row? Ryan Porth has the Porth pick. Sir.
Austin Riley had a huge night at Fenway last night, helping the Braves beat the Red Sox. He was 3-for-6 with 5 ribbies. He hit his 30th home run. He had the game-winning hit in extras. He also did something he's only done twice all season.
Driven toward right. Diving try won't be caught. Ball up against the wall. Acuna will score. Riley around second on his way to third. He's going to have a stand-up triple. He goes the other way, and the Braves strike here in the first inning.
A triple there for Austin Riley. He now has two of them all season. Today, Riley and the Braves get Nick Pivetta for the Red Sox. Nick Pivetta is back to being Nick Pivetta, which isn't good. Giving up 60 hits in his last 42 innings, Riley is 3-for-9 in his career against Pivetta, including two home runs. Riley is hitting .397 since June 30th. He's trying to hunt down Paul Goldschmidt for NL MVP. I think he stays hot tonight in Boston.
Ryan, I'm old enough to remember when the Cubs fans didn't think young Austin Riley was enough to get in trade as the centerpiece in a Chris Bryant deal.
Ooh.
That would look pretty good right about now. Guy is a stud. Time now for my daily double A. I hit it 2 days in a row. Now, if you guys didn't hear, my analytical pick for today, Trey Turner is 7-for-17 lifetime against Sonny Gray. That's good enough for me for the number one most selected guy on the season in Beat the Streak. Anecdotally, this could also be analytical. Jeff McNeil's on a 12-game hit streak of his own. He's hitting .412 in that span. So many Mets get publicity. This guy, McNeil, just keeps hitting. 21 hits in his last 2 weeks. He faces something called TJ Zoik for the Reds. Is that guy any good, Ryan? Should I be afraid of something called TJ Zoik?
You should not be afraid of anything called TJ Zoik.
Jeff McNeil and Trey Turner is my daily double A for the day, which I've hit twice in a row, if I didn't mention. The hit probability algorithm loves Paul Goldschmidt at 77% probability to get a hit tonight. Oy. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily, wherever you get your podcasts, and play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. There's still time. Remember, you can double down every day. It only takes 26 days, right? 28 days. 29 days. That's all it takes to get to 56 on Beat the Streak. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the MLB season, well before the first game of the day. It is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all your guys, and especially ours, let me hit that daily double A. That'd be fun today. We hope all your guys hit them where they ain't.
Math is hard.
Woo!